This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's going to be weather in Iowa, and there is weather in Iowa. Now the question is, how big of an impact could that possibly have? But we will see, but at least we're here, folks. It is the day of the Iowa caucuses. It is upon us, and we've got a lot to talk about. There's no doubt about that. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the program this morning. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We were really glad to hear from Mark in Clearwater earlier. We appreciate that very much. Also, Richard the Marine and also Bill in Denver. I appreciate your message as well. Yeah, 38 Special, that is an oldie. Well, we love country music here on the program. And we got some great new bumpers, by the way, that are kind of cool, kind of country rock songs as well, in addition to others. So, yeah, I appreciate the message very well. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. But I'll tell you this, too, folks. In just a few moments, we'll be talking with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. He's also the author of the book Nullification. And, boy, do we have an awful lot to take off on this morning. But first, we want to welcome everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer. That's our home flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody on 930. Welcome to everybody across the GCN network. And thanks to GCN for working so hard for us here on the program. We appreciate it. They distribute out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And, of course, if you want to listen to the live streams, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. Pick up the live streams over there. We have GCN's live stream. Also, you can listen to TheAnswerTampa.com as well. Okay, well, you know, as I said, it is January 15th. It's the Iowa caucuses, and it's also Martin Luther King Day as well. So we want to acknowledge and mention that. And welcome Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and, of course, author of the book Nullification. Welcome back to the program,
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, it is kind of interesting because here we are, Martin Luther King Day, and certainly, you know, one of the things I thought about, you know, we always think about the I Have a Dream speech, and it is very timeless, and it seems like a lot of that has been lost so much now. I hate to say lost to history, but it seems like we're not trying to create a better society. We're trying to tear everything down at this point.
Right. It's not it's not something that's passé. It is a truth. It is a truth for that any society has to embrace if they want to actually better themselves past the racism issue. Within the last 2.5 years, we have seen Martin Luther King ignored. It's not so much that we've forgotten it. It's a purposeful act of ignoring what that basic fundamental truth is. If you want to have a society that does not have racism at full throttle all the time, and I know I'm condensing the speech to one line, but sure. It's just the truth. You have to judge people not by their skin color, but by the content of their character. If we hold today's society to that measure, we're failing miserably.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, one of the things that I thought about the speech and thinking about it this morning was, you know, Martin Luther King, Dr. King, was actually trying to get America, obviously, he wanted it to live up to its creed, right? As opposed to people today are trying to say America is based on evil, it needs to be sort of done away with, and then start over with something else that they come up with. But what Dr. King was talking about was actually, you know, making a better union and a better society. And that's what I'm so afraid that, you know, as you talked about, this is completely ignored now.
And it doesn't have sovereign boundaries. This just doesn't apply to the United States. It's a global truth.
Right.
If you judge someone by their character instead of their appearance, which the left loves to do, they love identity politics. So if their tactic of identity politics is going to work, they necessarily have to ignore the content of character doctrine that Martin Luther King put out there. And when you look at the people who are trying to force society to ignore the content of character statement, it's people who base their political ideology in Marxism for the most part, which doesn't include a creator or God, because communists can't have that. Marxists can't have a supreme being, because government is the supreme being when it comes to a Marxist. So, you know, you go back to what Martin Luther King stands for. Today's neo-fascist left doesn't agree with him.
That's exactly right, yeah.
When you're considering who you're going to fill in the oval for when you get into the ballot box, remember that. If you're tired of the race baiting, you can't vote for the left.
Very well said. Because, see, that's the thing. But the left will still want to co-opt anything to do with the civil rights movement. Although, as you're clearly pointing out, and I think very well, you know, they're the ones that are actually destroying the spirit of what the civil rights movement was really all about. I mean, imagine what kind of country we might have right now if that assassin did not take down Martin Luther King back in 1968. It's just a tragedy.
If you go back through of American history, at every moment when there was a milestone in race relations, Republicans led the way and Democrats fought to keep it the way it was. Whether it was the Civil War, whether it was the Ku Klux Klan in the aftermath, whether it was Wilson, who was an overt racist, or Roosevelt, who also was an overt racist. Get to Lyndon Johnson, another overt racist. So if you have an accurate understanding of history, the idea that the Democrat Party is for the black man, It's just a false statement.
Indeed. Indeed it is. Very well said. Well, we are hitting it hard here on this Monday morning, Frank. I appreciate it. So stick right there, because we're coming right back, everybody. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. And we're going to move along right here on this Monday morning edition. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere. A couple of quick messages, and we are back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are literally rocking through this Monday morning edition. It's the start of a great start of a great week, I believe. We got the Martin Luther King holiday, of course, today. But we've also got, of course, the Iowa caucuses. And we are here. We are now in this thing for real. And that's actually good because it's been quite a long run-up. You know, they always say that these presidential campaigns start earlier and earlier, and I think this is the earliest it's ever been started up so long ago, and we've been with it, but here we are. And by the way, folks, 949-822-7959, if you have any questions or comments for our guest, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and also, of course, author of the book Nullification. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment. And welcome back, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, as I was saying, here we are. It's finally here. The Iowa caucuses, now they're different than primaries, you know, because people have to basically go there and then they do some party business. It's run by the parties and then they kind of give their preferences. At least we're going to get some results here that we can work with.
Well, yeah. And I think you hit it in the run up to that statement that the campaigns have been starting earlier and earlier. This one started on January 21st.
Yep.
Of 2021. So I didn't agree with that. I think there's a lot of people who were burnt out by it. But the Biden administration has been such a disaster and so shocking in its devil-may-care attitude towards the Constitution and towards the Supreme Court, quite honestly, that it's actually helped these elongated campaigns maintain interest amongst the public. That it is Martin Luther King Day and everybody has it off, traditionally would have seen a little bit of a bump at the caucuses in Iowa. Let's see if the weather plays any part of it, although the ratio should pretty much remain the same unless there's a great get-out-the-vote campaign by one of the campaigns there in Iowa.
Well, Vivek Ramaswamy, I think, said that something shocking was going to happen, but I just don't think so in the grand sense, because as you mentioned, I think so many of these polls, no matter what you're looking at leading up to this, they're all kind of have the same basic spread, the same basic lineup. Right now, with the RCP average, Trump's at 52, Haley at 18.7, DeSantis at 15.5, Ramaswamy coming up with 6.5. So, you know, that's pretty much what we might expect, but I just don't see Ramaswamy. I don't know what the path is for him to, unless he can break out in a primary. What do you think?
Well, he's going to have to win primaries, and being in the number four position isn't advantageous to winning primaries. The bigger thing to think here is, regardless of where you're looking at any of the states, even in New Hampshire, where Nikki Haley has her best bet, because Sununu has endorsed her, and there's big money up there that's pushing her, this whole primary process is a battle for who gets second place. So it's kind of odd that people are talking about, let's see who wins. You know, Trump has had superior polling numbers, not just by 5 or 10%. It's been by 20, by 30, ever since he decided he was going to run again, because his base didn't leave.
Right.
And a lot of the people that were disillusioned with his candidacy the first time around have come to understand that a vote for Joe Biden was a disaster. So when you bring that into the equation, when you're talking about Trump-Biden, Biden's not only got problems with Robert F. Kennedy running in the general election, but he's got a problem with voter apathy. You know, Democrats don't usually cross party lines to vote for a Republican, but they do stay home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, and now I know Joe Manchin, you know, has toyed with this idea about running, but he mentioned that Super Tuesday would be pretty much the cutoff for whether or not a third party would be, you know, would be up and coming at that point, or would even be a real option. And one of those would be RFK Jr. And I think a lot of people would listen to him. He's not conservative, obviously, but at the same time, he kind of ruffles the feathers of the left and the Democrats.
Oh, that's an understatement of the century. You know, he does not. His statements and his actions as a lawyer before this have proven he doesn't like big government, and he doesn't like centralized government in Washington, D.C. He specifically hates the deep state and the bureaucracy. So if somebody were to win who was going to keep their word about dismantling the bureaucracy, it would be RFK.
Right.
You know, as much as Donald Trump says he will this time, he did have 4 years to start doing it last time. So he would have to hit the ground running by, like, stopping off at the DOJ and the parade route back from the inaugural and firing upper management, and then going down the foggy bottom and doing the same. And if people weren't willing to submit their resignation, because every executive branch employee serves at the pleasure of the president, then he should ship them all up to Alaska in a rubber room where they don't do anything for 4 years.
Well, see, but what you bring up is a great point. And that is, you know, this notion that, you know, Trump could have made certain moves back when he came into office in 2017, which he didn't, which were kind of unforced errors, which included, you know, asking for everybody's resignation across the board.
At least the upper management.
Yeah.
I mean, look what would have changed over at the DOJ if he would have said, anybody here who is advocating, it's not a political retribution, but I want people on my team because I have an agenda that needs to be served. And the president has that right. He has the right to have his team executing the executive branch the way he sees fit. That doesn't mean ignoring Congress or ignoring the Supreme Court, But it does mean when you have the capacity to start investigations or to target people with the IRS or to have blithering idiots like Blinken over at Secretary of State, they're not on board with his mindset and the way he wants his executive branch to be run. He has the right to say, it doesn't please me for you to serve. You're done.
Right. Well, see, again, and this was, I think, part and parcel of Trump not being in government and so forth. But I think it would be a very different story if he were elected again to serve as president. There would be a lot of things happening. But certainly now, earlier in the program, we were looking at some of these possibilities for vice president. And we actually had a nice comment from Mark in Clearwater. He suggests Mike Pompeo for Trump. To run as Trump's VP. Do you think it's anybody else in the mix other than who's running right now?
You know, it's been my experience in just about every federal election that I've been aware about that people who try to guess who the vice president's going to be end up looking looking from the outside in. You know, it's who could have thought Sarah Palin? You know, who could have thought Mike Pence for that matter? So it's a fool's errand to go and then project on the vice presidency because it's more from more of a let's team up and sit down and have a brain trust to talk about policy and what state am I in trouble in? Do we have a conservative there that I can tap for vice president so I can get those electoral college votes?
Right, right, exactly. We had a good call earlier, too, from Tony in Tampa, and he's got a concern about Trump's age. You know, comparatively to Biden, they're essentially in the same bracket, but they are both very different when it comes to how they comport themselves. But what do you think about Trump's age as an overall factor here?
For four more years, I don't think it comes in too much as a factor. He is spry, he's active, he's sharp, his brain is engaged. He's not affected like Joe Biden is. And I'm not saying that to be cruel.
Right. No, I hear you. Yeah.
You know, it's just obvious. Joe Biden has traveled the road to cognitive problems, to dementia, many would say. And that affects people differently at different ages. So from a medical aspect, that's hard to predict. But just looking at the way Trump answers questions. It's rapid fire. I can do, you know, he had the heckler at the Iowa rally, and it was immediate. Why don't you go home to your parents?
Well, exactly.
Why don't you get home to your mommy? When you can do the late night television shoot back at the heckler, you're kind of sharp.
No kidding. Well, I appreciate what you're talking about. All right, stay right there, Frank, because we're coming right back. 949-822-7959 if you have a question for Frank Salvato. And we will come right back, everybody. Monday edition is flying by, but that's usual. It always flies by. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says,
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You know the thing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
There's a light in your window.
All right, welcome back. It is Monday, and if you're just waking up, if you're just joining us, good morning. And also, of course, we're glad to be helping you get ready for your day here. It is January the 15th, and there's a lot to talk about. There's the, of course, we'll have the Iowa caucuses, and 24 hours from now, we'll be talking about them right here on the program, of course. And again, we're joined by our great guest, Frank Salvato, from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book Nullification. And if you'd like to join in with the discussion this morning, 949-822-7959. Bill, listening in Denver on KNUS, I appreciate the message. Thank you for the kind words, by the way, and I'll do my best to get back to you on your other question. Try to do that directly to you. All right. Well, so once again, we got Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, again, so much to talk about. We do have a caller holding on. But before we get to the caller, obviously what's going on in the Middle East, especially with these airstrikes, I think we talked about them briefly on the Friday show. But where do you think we are with this in terms of what was done? There was a little bit more done, I believe, after we spoke on the Friday edition. Where do you think we are with this right now?
I think we're arriving to the party too late. I still believe that. The very first time shots were fired at an American warship, the response should have been incredible and devastating. to send the message that you don't do that. There's a price to be paid. Right now, you've got a group of Islamo-fascist terrorists, obviously being funded by the Iranians, who exist in the poorest country in the world, who believe that they can go toe-to-toe with the U.S. military. That's not something you want imbeciles to believe.
Indeed.
Because it does put our people in harm's way, and as we're seeing, we've got two SEALs that are MIA from a nighttime boarding mission. The life of one Navy SEAL isn't worth the whole lot of them.
Right. I agree. I agree. And certainly, you know, I heard Mike Pompeo talking earlier yesterday, you know, and he basically said what I think a lot of us agree with, and that is we're being purely defensive, whether it's in the Red Sea or if it's in Syria, you know, or whatever. We're constantly reacting to all of this, and we're not being proactive about it.
Well, the Biden administration, as much as when he stands at the Pentagon or needs to go to a base to get a photo op, they don't have the stomach for going to war. They'll send money. They'll send equipment. They'll send advisors. But when it comes to taking the lead and leading, I don't think the man knows how to do that.
Yeah, or if they'll let him. You know, I hate to say it like that, but you know what I mean? It's like, well, you know, where is all this? In other words, does Biden sit behind the resolute desk in the Oval Office determining policy or formulating it?
No, this is the same committee. This is the same oligarchic committee that was in place when Barack Obama was in. You saw Susan Rice come back. You saw Susan Power come back. I suspect that Eric Holder and Valerie Jarrett are quietly directing things behind the scenes. You know, that's a devout Marxist. She came from a Marxist family, and Eric Holder was a radical during the '60s who took hostages and took buildings on college campuses. They've never lost that quote unquote revolutionary spirit. What people don't understand is that revolutionary spirit was funded, goaded, and jockeyed by Marxism.
Indeed.
By Marxists. So, you know, when it comes to Joe Biden pulling the trigger, it's got to be for a photo op. Otherwise, it's not worth it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head over to we've got Tony in Tampa. And Tony, you're on with Frank Silvato.
Well, he's got to answer.
Good. Yep. Tony, are you there? Hold on. Well, I'll tell you, we'll come right back to Tony. Let's head over to George in Tampa here real quick. George in Tampa, you're on with Frank Silvato.
I saw an article in National Review how the state of Maine just built five new buildings, and they're guaranteeing rent payments for 2 years for 60 illegal families.
That's right. Yeah,
and that's your Democrat Party. They're inviting them over, 2 years free rent, and whatever other services. People are getting their palms greased. And they are inviting these people over, and they're not. This didn't just happen. As soon as they came in power, millions started showing up.
Well, that's right. I guess they're wearing the button that says "Get free rent now." Ask me how. Yeah.
Yeah. This article, it was. I could tell your listeners on National Review. There was an article yesterday. The state of Maine.
Very cool.
As well as other cities.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah. I wonder if you can comment on that, sir.
Of course, absolutely. Thanks, George in Tampa. Right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Take care. All right. Well, Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, it's happening in Maine. It's happening in New York, where they're closing schools to house grade schools to house illegal aliens. The college dormitories are being vacated, even though tuition and housing has been paid. To hotels, and that's not just in New York, it's in Illinois, it's in California. Any place that's got a blue urban area, tax dollars are going to provide not only housing, but especially in California, free medical care.
Right, exactly.
You know, so the Democrat Party, when it comes to what they're trying to do, is dilute the vote, because they're losing the black vote and the Latino vote in the United States. look at the numbers. Look at the internal numbers on any of the polling. I'm not a big fan of polls, but the internal numbers tell the story. The people who have come here, the people who are tired of the game, are starting to wake up. And the people who are, I believe they said, 27% of the people in the United States now identify as Democrat, whereas just, 4 years ago, it was up in the 30s. Wow. So you're seeing this shift away from the Democrat Party because they've become the party of extreme, the party of radical extreme. They would rather see something served up on a plate for an illegal alien and just hammer the narrative that this is about victimhood and American colonization. But when you dig into what they actually mean by that, the entire world history is a story based on the victor, not the loser, the victor. The history was written for the Roman Empire. You know, if Hitler would have won World War II, the history of the world in that era would have been completely different in the books.
No kidding. Let's try one more time. Tony in Tampa, you're on with Frank Silvato. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Frank, Trump is 78 years old, and we have built a cocoon around Trump. Trump can say this, that, and the other thing, and everybody thinks, oh, how great that is. Let him go up against Gavin Newsom. Where now he's got to answer a question by Newsom in 2.5 seconds. He's not going to be able to do it. The man is 78 years old.
Okay.
He's going to be in the field now against the media, against Newsom, and he's going to have to answer the question immediately. It's not. There's no cocoon around him now the way that we have built the cocoon around Trump and how much we love him. And I like Trump, too. But that's going to be a hard way to go, a 78-year-old man going up against a 45 or 46-year-old, against Gavin Newsom, who's going to be firing questions at a 78-year-old man. And he's going to have to answer the question in 2.5 seconds without a cocoon around him.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call, Tony. We're going to give Frank a little bit of time to respond before we have to go to break. But thanks for the call. Take care. All right, Tony in Tampa, everybody. So, Frank, what do you think? We got about 30 seconds.
I got to pull the mask off. Bob, you should have seen the DeSantis-Newsom debate where Newsom just outdid himself by exposing his idiocy and inability to answer questions.
He didn't do all that well. He didn't do well.
No, he did. He did extremely poorly is what he did. He went back to his talking points again and again and again. And the man, you know, he may be a decent politician out in California to get elected and dodge a recall, but he's not presidential material. He doesn't have the temperament for it. He has a problem with the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether Trump is 78 or not, I think he could hold his own against Gavin Newsom on a good hair day.
Well, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. We appreciate it, sir. We're going to talk to you again on Friday. Take care.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, everybody. Marion St. Pete, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to get to your call, but we will talk to you next time. Stay tuned, everybody. Patrick Hyland's coming up. We're going to talk some sports. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. We are back. It is Monday. It is Martin Luther King Day. And we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone right here on our home station of AM 860 The Answer right here in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, you can hear Patrick. He's also known as the insurance QB, the insurance quarterback. But you can hear him on the Sports Zone on AM 860. That's Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And, well, good morning, Patrick. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Kyle. I'm doing great, man. Where are we out there?
Well, that's
a lot of cold across our great country.
But, that's right. Yeah, very cold indeed. And a lot of them, and we talked about this on Friday because it was going to be upcoming, but a lot of people across the country, Patrick, they paid the $5.99 Peacock subscription to watch the playoff game with the Dolphins and the Chiefs.
Yeah, they did. It's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I just wish things are getting out of hand, Kyle. They really are. It's that simple. You know, we can go on and on about it. It's just unfortunate. This is where we are in society. We need to wake up and get back to a better time, a more appropriate time, more of just being thankful for what we have. Greed is just taking over. You know, fear of not having. I mean, you know, we're pretty lucky and blessed in this country. If you have food on the table and some money in your account, you're doing better than a lot of people across this world. So I don't know why we have to always keep, you know, need that fancier car, need the extra house, need the extra this, need the extra that. I don't know. At the expense of our fellow man. That doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, it was an interesting game, to say the least. The Dolphins only put one touchdown up on the board. KC beat them pretty handily, 26-7. So they're moving on. We'll see what happens today with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Buffalo Bills. That game was supposed to be played yesterday at 1 o'clock, but they moved it because of the blizzard conditions up there. So hopefully it'll be a decent game at 4:30 today for people to watch. But we'll see. You know, these conditions are something else. I'd like to see them, you know, start mandating that all these teams get a dome, Kyle. I just think it would make it a lot more proficient for all the teams. I don't think the weather should dictate a game. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, you're right. I mean, back in the early days, like when I was a kid and everything, you know, you'd see these games, and depending on where they were in the country, that's right. It could be snowing, raining. I mean, it could just be about anything. And certainly if you played like football, like, you know, Pop Warner type football or whatever, and you kind of hope that, you know, you could play in the bad weather too, you know, like the pros sometimes. But you're right. I mean, a blizzard, that's a whole different animal.
It's not good for the fans either.
Oh, of course not. Well, that's right. Yeah, they had to be pretty hardy. I mean, because it's one thing to be running up and down the field, but it's another thing to be sitting in a seat and it's, you know, freezing outside. You know, that's bad.
Yeah, you know, a lot can happen, you know, to your body when you're out there like that. So it just would be better. Look, Detroit Lions, they're in a dome. Great game yesterday between the Rams and the Lions, like we all talked about. We knew that'd be the best game of the weekend, and right now it is. I don't know how that one's going to be topped, but we'll see. Tampa Bay Buccaneers do take on the Philadelphia Eagles at 8:15. Tampa Bay was hoping for the Rams to win, because if they can beat the Eagles, they would be able to host the Rams here for a playoff game. But now if the Bucs win, they're going to have to go to Detroit City.
There you go.
The Lions, they're finding a way to win, Cal. Go ahead.
I was going to say, no, you're right. There you go. And just also on the dome thing, no, I agree, because number one, the domes, the stadiums, they are actually big television studios at that point. That's how you get the best, you know, coverage of the game as well, because everything has to work in concert to show you the game in the best possible way.
Exactly. And it's better for the fans at the game as well as at home. Very good point, Cal. Yeah. Because you just get a better way of looking at the game. So a lot of people, you know, enjoy staying at home watching the game. That's what it's all about also. It's whatever fan experience you want that the NFL should strive to make happen. But what about the shocker, Kyle? I still can't believe the Packers beat the Cowboys 48-32 like that. It just seems Dallas just can't find a way. They play well during the regular season, and then playoffs coming, it's just a whole different team.
Well, that's right.
I don't know what you're... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, right, and didn't the owner just isn't going to want to talk yet about how, you know, the future of the coach or the team or stuff like that. They were stunned, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's three years in a row now, you know. You lose the first playoff game. I don't know if Mike McCarthy is going to come back or not now. It's going to be interesting. Dan Quinn, their defensive coordinator, if there's talk about him going elsewhere. So, I mean, Cowboy Nation, I'm sure, is not very happy. Jerry Jones was stunned, upset, disappointed. He took it like a champ, though. I'll give the man that. You know, it's been a lot of disappointment the last several years for him. And he's a good owner. He'll just sit back today and tomorrow, I believe, and then make some decisions to see what's best for the franchise. But still a stunner how that occurred. So the San Francisco 49ers, and the Rams will tee it up. So it should be an interesting game. We'll see. The Baltimore Ravens are going to wait to see what happens today between the Steelers and the Bills, and then that'll determine who they're probably going to play. I think Buffalo will be able to hang at home, but you would have thought that Dallas would have been able to hang at home. And so this has been a very unique series. Cleveland getting smashed by Houston. Nobody predicted that. The only good game, Kyle, was the Lions and the Rams. The other games have really been not very entertaining, to say the least. Now, if that's your team, you enjoy it because they win, and that's what you want. But from a bipartisan fan, I don't know how you could have enjoyed the Miami game. And the Houston game was okay for a little while. They were going up and down the field, but it just exploded.
Yep.
We'll have spring training baseball here before we know it, Kyle.
I know.
And so that'll be fun for you, and we'll talk about that and see how that's going to happen. You ever get over to Arizona and watch some spring training ball?
I'm so glad you just mentioned that, because just a few short years ago, my son was a little bit younger, of course, and we got to go over and see an Angel game in Arizona. So we kind of made a trip together to do that. It was really, really fun to go and see him over in Arizona.
There you go. Yeah, I like driving around Florida to a few of the different sites when they get into spring training to watch some different teams and have some fun making it a trip. That's what it's all about, man. The boys of summer. Looking forward to it. And hockey's starting to get into full gear, too, for a lot of the hockey fans out there. And good old basketball. We'll be here in March Madness before we know it, Kyle. It gets so exciting watching college basketball that time of year. A lot of cool sports coming up, and it's nice to be a part of it and talk to you about it. And, you know, I also like to talk to people about their financial and insurance needs. It's a lot of fun and a big pleasure to go meet people and talk to them about their wants and needs and plan for the future for them. Yeah, it's the old saying, Kyle. You know, none of us stay on a plan. We just, don't plan to be prosperous and make things happen. It's just sad that we don't take the time to do that. But please, I'd love to be your trusted advisor. Give me a call, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Love to sit down with you, go over your wants and needs, and see how we can make them happen for you. There's always a way and a plan to do it, but you have to take the time and make the effort and be disciplined. Do the right things. It's just a matter of like a football team. You know, you start at first down and you move down the field. Mm-hmm. It's a journey of, you know, 1,000 steps, and you just got to take that first step.
Exactly.
So, Kyle, you take care. God bless you. I look forward to talking to you Wednesday, and have a great day, everybody, and be safe out there. Bye now.
Thank you, Patrick. God bless. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM860, The Answer. And we want you to stay tuned to AM860 or your local radio station that you're hearing the program on right now. And stay tuned for some more great talk radio. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Go out there and make it a great day.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.